And on Capitol Hill, words of anger and frustration today over the increasing likelihood of a government shutdown. This morning in the House, members of both parties took to the floor and pointed fingers.
If you're serious about working together to solve problems, why don't you work together to solve problems?
Where, oh, where has the Senate gone? Where, oh, where can they be? With time so short and issues so long, where, oh, where has the Senate gone?
I say to my colleagues across the aisle, stop trying to shut down the government of the United States of America.
Senate decided not to work yesterday. Well, my goodness, if there's such an emergency, where are they?
That was House Speaker John Boehner, and before that, Democrat Nita Lowey of New York, Republican Ted Poe of Texas, and Democrat Earl Blumenauer of Oregon.
Later, the democratically controlled Senate rejected a revised spending bill sent over by the House. If passed, the measure would have delayed the health care law for a year. After the vote, it was the Senate's turn to lay blame.
My plea today to Speaker Boehner is quit making decisions on behalf of all your members, a small group of you huddled in a back room.
People expect us to act like adults, work together, come to a result so we can change the health care law and we can keep the government going.
That was Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee and Democrat Claire McCaskill of Missouri.
For more on where things stand now, with just hours to go before the midnight deadline, we're joined by NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, this story is moving on us, right? Every minute. What's happening?
Audie, right now the House is debating and voting on a procedural question that is the gateway to the final vote on the newest House version of this spending bill to keep the government open. And it's not clear whether or not there are going to be enough Republican votes to go on to the final vote. This is a gateway kind of a situation, a procedural situation. And the vote is going on, and we may very well get a result even while you and I are having this conversation. But it's not clear that this procedural test is going to be cleared. The Republicans are a little bit in dissent with themselves at this moment.
So remind us about what exactly is on the table at this point. What did House Republican leaders come up with today? And why aren't there people voting for it? Why isn't it a sure thing?
Well, most of the Republicans are voting for this. It just takes nearly all of them to get over this hurdle. There's been a lot of dissension and debate because this is a divided caucus, and this new version of the bill includes two changes to Obamacare. That's a one-year delay in the individual requirement to have health insurance, and also an elimination of the exemption that the bill grants to members of Congress and their staffs. Now, that last exemption has been a big topic on conservative radio and talk radio in recent days, but it divides Republicans in the House. And in the past couple of hours, there's been a lot of pushback from some of the more moderate Republicans who weren't big fans of the shutdown strategy in the first place.
All right, but what about the vote on that Senate-passed version that was the spending package without the Obamacare right? Everybody was talking about all day. I mean, why didn't they end up giving that a try?
They didn't want to give that a try because with the Democrats coming over, they might just pass it. And that, of course, would put an end to the strategy for stopping Obamacare, which is what this is all about. This is a government shutdown being threatened so as to delay or at least inhibit the implementation of that law, which is anathema to many, many of these Republicans. So it appears at this point that they are right on the brink of getting the 218 votes they're going to need to clear this procedural hurdle. That would mean they were going to have enough to get to the final bill. And then that would mean that they'll be passing this on over to the Senate in about an hour or so, 2 hours. And then the Senate is expected to reject it flatly. And I guess that means the government will be shutting down tomorrow morning.
That's NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Audie.